the Trump administration broke the law again, which is why we are suing again.
California Attorney General Rob Bonta announced his 55th lawsuit against the Trump administration, this time challenging its greenlighting of a Texas oil company, Sable Offshore's, plan to resume transporting oil in two of its pipelines, one that corroded and caused a massive oil spill on the Santa Barbara coastline in 2015.
Causing the Refugio oil spill that dumped more than 100,000 gallons of heavy crude oil into the environment and at least 21,000 gallons into the ocean. A catastrophic oil spill that coated 7 miles of California shoreline and damaged beaches as far as 100 miles down the coast.
Since the leak, the pipeline has been closed for a decade. But after repairs, Sable appealed to state officials to resume operations last year on the anniversary of the oil spill. That was met with protest by the public and scrutiny by some public officials. Then, last month, the Trump administration granted the company an emergency permit after finding Sable's pipelines are interstate within federal jurisdiction at Sable's request. Bonta says that's an attempt to commandeer state oversight.
Now, over a decade later, Sable doesn't like how the process is going or the lawsuits that have piled up from local and state authorities. So Sable went crying to Trump. Sable said, jump, and Trump said, how high? Sable asked the president to declare the pipelines interstate, meaning they cross state borders, and to pretend the pipelines are part of a larger system that extends into federal waters on the outer continental shelf. That is a fallacy. That is not true. All of this is a pretext for usurping state oversight. Trump, from his cozy perch in the oil industry's pocket, dutifully complied.
The onshore pipelines are part of the Santa Ynez unit, which includes offshore oil platforms, onshore processing facilities, and offshore pipelines. Sable purchased the unit in 2024 and has since racked up 21 criminal charges from state regulators, including 5 felonies for discharge into waterways. This while seeking approval to resume operations for its 2 oil pipelines. The Trump administration's December 22nd approval by PHMSA, Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration, cites the president's executive order declaring a national energy emergency and expediting the push for domestic oil production.
Approval of Sable's restart of this potentially dangerous pipeline is the latest example of Trump doing the oil industry's bidding. The Trump administration unlawfully undermined California's authority, unlawfully federalized the pipelines and usurped state control, and unlawfully issued Sable a sham emergency permit to begin pumping oil when there's absolutely no emergency.
Environmental groups have also sued. 2 days after giving approval on Christmas Eve, groups including the Center for Biological Diversity, Wish Toyo Foundation, the Environmental Defense Center, Get Oil Out, Santa Barbara County Action Network, Sierra Club, and Santa Barbara Channel Keeper filed the legal challenge, claiming federalizing the pipelines in state jurisdiction and permitting them ran afoul of the Pipeline Safety Act and NEPA, the National Environmental Policy Act, for failing to hold a public process or conduct the necessary environmental review. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.